intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of December. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to inventory your library, assess what you have, and fill in the gaps. That's your prepper tip of the day. Excuse me. This is the hour we look forward to every week when we have my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, talk to us about health-related matters. Dr. Wilbert is a chiropractic physician practicing in his hometown, in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a phone call. His personal cell phone number is 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, John Moore. What a privilege to be here again.
Well, sir, it's good to have you, and this will be our last show of the year. This time next week, it will be 2020. You have a son who's a
decade.
That's right, the start of a new decade.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has way too much tasty food, but you have a family member. Your son is a chef, so you probably get more than your share of tasty food over the last week or so, haven't you, sir?
Well, actually, John, has been going on for the last month. Thanksgiving was Thursday. It doesn't seem like it's a month ago, but it was. And he said he's cooking, and so when a chef invites you, I show up. Even if it's not my son, to achieve a chef level means that you have acquired a certain level of skill, culinary skill. And of course, I have my mom to thank for that, because she taught all 3 of her boys to cook, clean, and sew. So I've always enjoyed cooking. And it verifies for me that personality is inherited. Because my daughters inherited my mother's, my wife's ability to sing, and my mother, and my son inherited my ability to cook. I mean, I just love blending. When I go into a restaurant and taste something, I want to figure out what it is. When I can't figure it out, I have to bribe the chef to get his recipe. Yes, I was there.
Okay, whatever it takes, right?
Yes. If it's delectable. There's a restaurant on the river in Davenport, Iowa. It is the best seafood on the planet. I can't think of the name of it, but I will probably before the show is over. But if you're ever there, go there. The chef meets you at the door. He says, in his loud voice, and he's real tall, about 6'5 or 6. Yes, we import shrimp from the coast of Norway, and they're so big they have to duck when they come in through the door.
Okay. All right.
But it's like eating a small lobster. The shrimp is so good. And so my key in because this is, in my mind, it's like running a marathon. Now, John, we could probably get out and run a marathon tomorrow. It'll take us a little longer than usual. It'll take us longer to recover as opposed to planning or prepping yourself for the marathon. You know, you'd ready in 3 months and run a marathon. And so what I've been doing over the last couple of months at least is just slowly expanding what I eat. Now, what I eat is more whole organic food. I don't eat more of the nonsense until after Thanksgiving. I've relocated my office to the Central West End. It's Washington and Euclid, 4818 Washington. And in that facility is probably about 30 other wellness, community-oriented, service-oriented business people. And they brought in all of this sugar-looking, delectable cakes and stuff I've never had before. And I made the mistake of eating one. It's like a Lay's potato chip. You just can't eat one. I remember probably one of the last times I ate chocolates. Who's that guy? Dover or Russell's chocolates? You know, they're popular this time of year, and they have all the assorted kinds in there. And I'm in the house by myself, and I walk by, and my favorite one is the chocolate caramel. I say, I want one of those right away. Well, I didn't get one. I got a chocolate strawberry something. It was really very good, though. Came back past it, looking for my caramel. Didn't get it. I ate the whole one-pound box of chocolates, and the last three were caramel chocolates. And, of course, I had to eat those. That was a whole pound of chocolates gone in less than 3 hours, and I know I ate it because I was the only person in the house. I decided then I must control my taste for chocolate. It goes past that, but some people just have an addiction for sugar.
Right.
And by the way, sugar is the most, sugar is the most deleterious, detrimental, harmful substance you can put in your body. Salt used to be for a long time, but then they came up with sugar and all forms of sugar, like high fructose sugar. High fructose sugar will fuck you up. It will mess up your metabolism to a degree where you won't know it's happening until it happens. And the thing that medical doctors do, and one of the first things they do, is that they take a blood test. They sample blood, and they run the blood through and test it. Well, blood happens to be the last place that your body tells you there's a chemical or a metabolic change. That's the last place. The first place is saliva pH, and urine pH does a good job as well. But blood, it really tells you that you're over the 50% line in whatever category that's elevated and out of range. That's a good place to start looking for the cause of your condition. No, it's not. But that's all they know. And so here I am infusing, I mean, every day, John. I'm not a coffee drinker, but it's something about brownies and coffee that tastes so good. And the community manager at the facility, he makes a cold brew coffee, which is absolutely delicious. And so for after Thanksgiving, for the last few weeks, I've had at least one dose of sugar practically every day, because I'm in the office every day, whether I see clients or not. And there's always some delectable little thingy, and I have to try it. I just can't help myself. I love sugar. That's why I stay away from it. And so this is Friday. I have been on a restricted food intake. Some people call it a fast. It's not a fast because I'm consuming minimal fruits and vegetables, zero sugar of any kind, whether it's honey, agave, organic brown sugar, it doesn't matter. Sugar is out of my food intake probably for the next 7 days as well, because I'm noticing a distinct difference. Because I cleanse like most people this time of year, but I don't allow cleansing to prolong. It's gone in 3 days. If it's not gone in three, it'll be five. If it takes me 5 days, that means I've brought out all the troops, and there's no way you're going to seven. Because cleansing doesn't feel good, but it's instead of a heart attack. What that means is you build up enough acid, chemicals, acid, the bad acid. I'm talking about the acid that you create from thinking. And second, the acid that you create from eating food that's not the best for you, sugar. That kind of acid puts a toll on your system, your metabolic system. And in fact, it actually revs your system up and then drops you off the cliff, and then now your metabolic system is slowed down. And so in order for me to hit 2020 at a fast pace, I've decided not to indulge in lots of food. I had soup yesterday evening. No refined carbohydrates such as macaroni, pasta. I even took quinoa off the list for a little while, even though it's a grain and very low starch and high in nutrients. It's really good for you. I just took it off the list. And I must say I'm glad I did, because I feel better. I don't need to eat not one. I've had more sugar between Thanksgiving and now than I've had in the last 10 years. And there's no way I'm going to eat that much sugar again for as long as I live. That's the impact it had on my life. Now, what happens, John, is that people, their physiology tends to dull down. I mean, it tends to slow down as we mature. If you look at the metabolism of children, it's like, where do they get the energy? Well, they're growing. They need a high metabolic rate in order to grow. And one of the things that's unique about children is that they can practically instantly let go of a less than positive situation. See, we as adults, we learn to hold on to stuff as if it's good for us. Well, it didn't make you feel good, so it can't be good for you. If the thought didn't make you feel good, change the thought. If the feeling doesn't make you good, change the feeling. And if the emotion doesn't feel good, you certainly are obligated to yourself to change the emotion. Or else you just picked up your pace going down the road to less than productivity, faster exit from this planet. And I'm sure not many people in their right mind would say they want to leave here. I don't care the condition that the world or planet is in. I don't know of anybody that, in their right mind, that would voluntarily physically exhaust their life. That's just not, that's a mental condition. And so what your body does is respond perfectly to what you subject it to. In other words, we are perfect stimulus response organisms. I've mentioned this before in previous conversations. We are perfect stimulus and response organisms. And this was my very question when I heard that. If we're perfect stimulus response organisms, what's wrong with my back? If we're perfect stimulus response organisms, what's wrong with my knee? What's wrong with my shoulder? Well, newsflash, there's nothing wrong. You've just been duped into believing that milk does the body good. One of the most poisonous things on the planet. You've been duped into believing that your body can do something wrong. You need something externally to fix it. That would be the medical profession, and they're very persuasive. I believe they go to charm, persuasion, drama school to get people to take medications for the rest of their life. Once they start taking them, now remember, you didn't take them before, but you start taking them now. So the obvious question is, why did you start taking them? The obvious answer is, you stopped making them. The next question, why did you stop making them? Ask your medical doctor that question and see what answer he can fabricate for you that sounds really good, that you would believe And so you continue to take the medications for the rest of your life. You have a pharmacy factory inside your body called the pituitary. It's got two divisions, anterior and posterior pituitary. And it makes all of the drugs you need to sustain life for a very long time. What makes it stop? Well, drama. Drama creates interference. Stress creates interference. Thinking creates interference. Bad food creates interference. And when you have interference, the body has adapted to that and adapts perfectly. All the way up until the perfect response was a heart attack. Well, every condition you get, every condition you think you have, is instead of a heart attack. And so I tell my clients the first step to getting well is to understand that you're not sick. You're working on a different level of wellness. When I lecture to my seniors, I say, point to yourself. How many of you have told yourself, oh, I am so sick? And everyone in the room raises their hand. The two most important words on the planet is I am. Those are words of creation. When you say I am, you've summoned the genie called the universe, the law of attraction. When you say I am, the universe says your wish is my command. And that attraction shows up in your life that second, that moment, that week. It doesn't matter because time is irrelevant to the subconscious and to the universe. But it's on your radar off the coast of Africa, and you're barely picking it up. And here comes that I am request. Why am I so happy? Well, if you put the why, it expedites it. You get express shipping when you do why. Why am I so loving? Why am I so peaceful? And the universe says, okay, express shipping. Here comes a peaceful experience. And you get to enjoy peace. So you attract into your life those experiences that you would love to have happen. Yes, that's the way it works. It's taken me over 30 years to even get close to figuring out how this works. If somebody had shared this with me when I was 20 years old, there's no telling what I would know now. But like most people, you learn nonsense. You learn stuff that doesn't benefit yourself or humankind. And then some of us, John, we finally figure it out that this is what we do. I do TMJ work in my office, and I've referred some to dentists when necessary, and dentists have referred clients to me with the TMJ. TMJ is one of the most complicated joints on the planet. It's the first movable joint below the skull, and it handles all of your stress. Clenching your TMJ, clenching your teeth and not chewing means that you're about ready to knock the poo-poo out this bear. That's what we do. We clench our teeth, we ball our fists up, and we're tight in our buttocks, and we just before we knock the bear, even if it's an imaginary bear, the response is the same. Just ask the goblet in Ella Fitzgerald's commercial. Is it a live voice or is it Ella's voice? The goblet didn't know, but it responded as if it did a live voice. It could not differentiate. Your subconscious can't either. It can't differentiate between something you're visualizing, something you're experiencing right now in real time, or something you're pretending. I had a client to tell me, this is a man. Dr. Wilbur, I don't pretend nothing. I live in reality. I say, that's why you walk bent over and you're so stiff. Because you don't pretend. My first two girls, I have three children. In fact, she's here this weekend. She's 39, lives in Atlanta with her two grandchildren. Cameron is 18 and Khalil is 13. I talked to him yesterday. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. He goes, hi, Papa. I go, excuse me? Oh, is this Khalil? Yes, it is, Papa. How are you? Oh, my goodness gracious. One of the most intellectual dudes on the planet. I balanced him when he was connected to his mother's umbilical cord. I balanced him for 20 minutes in the incubator. He's been getting balanced all night.
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, back here. More here on Friday. It is the last Friday of the year 2019. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where the details of our next Caribbean cruise are listed. This cruise leaves Sunday, the 9th day of February, returns a week later, Saturday the 16th. If you want to go on that cruise with us, well, give Betsy Murphy a call. It'll be a lot of fun, the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise. Betsy's telephone number, Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, talking about health-related matters. If you've got a question concerning health, nutrition-related matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. If you want a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, we'll give him a call on his cell phone. He'd be glad to talk to you, 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John Moore. I had mentioned a client that told me that he lived in reality. He doesn't live in pretend mode. Well, that's how children grow, is that they pretend. They don't hold on to things. They have this vivid imagination. And, you know, my first two girls, I mentioned Lisa, and Candace is 35. They had tea parties. Dad, come to my tea party. I look, I see you and dishes. I don't see a tea party. Girls, I got to go. Got to go. My grandchildren, the first 10 years of their life, my granddaughter, She lived here, and so she was at the house a lot. And I attended every tea party that she had. To this day, she's 18 years old, and she still loves stuffed animals. Now, her daddy doesn't particularly like her carrying her little stuffed animals with her. But once I got the concept of what the stuffed animal did, you know, this way you really don't have to deal with people because, you know, your little stuffed friend is always going to be your friend no matter what. What a concept. I allowed her to, wherever, here, you want to take some more with you? Because my first reaction was, why do you have to take that little stuffed animal? We don't need that. See, our job as adults raising children, it takes a village to raise the children, is to nurture them, is to teach them, let them develop and explore. I told my daughter if I had to raise children all over again, I would never tell you guys no. She looked at me sideways, eyes got big, and she said, Dad, that's not how you raised us. Of course, Lisa, when you came along, we were rookie parents. The fact that we made it to the big leagues was remarkable. Now we got to stay in the big leagues as rookies. We didn't know. And then here comes round two, and you guys are totally different. There are no manuals that come with raising children. However, I've successfully raised hundreds in my practice as well as my grandchildren and my children. I've learned. As a result of my younger grandchildren, I'm in the midst of writing a book right now. Why am I so happy? And the tagline is because I choose to be. Wow. I mean, you can choose to be happy just like you choose to be upset. Exactly. It's a choice. Life is a choice. Well, what choice do you make? Aha. Therein lies the million-dollar question. What do I do that's going to work for me? And so one of the things I know is that what I do works for me. And I used to tell people, if you knew what I knew, you'd do what I do. And they would go, you arrogant, that you could see it in their face. They didn't have to say it. It was a bit egotistical, I must admit. But what I do works for me. And since you're a human being human, I know it'll work for you. It's the degree to which you implement. It's the degree to which you apply it. It's the degree to which you follow Nike's slogan and say, just do it. Well, I tried to do it. Well, you didn't do it. But I tried to do it. Let's have this conversation again. You didn't do it. So the try don't count. Thank you. If at first you don't succeed, try again. There's another bunch of, I almost combined baloney and malarkey at the same time. Malarkey. It's nonsense. It is nonsense. You have to know what to do and then do it. And so most everything that I share with my clients, I do. That's how I know it works. I'm going later on today, and I'm going to exchange a nerve system update with one of my colleagues. And we did it last week. And, Dr. Rupert, you go see a chiropractor? You better believe it, since I was 23 years old. Last time I had a medical examination was May 1994. It was for a life insurance policy. And I haven't been to a medical doctor for an exam since then. There's no need to. Only time I need a second opinion is when I'm not comfortable with the first one. And so far, I don't need a second opinion. But I love having my nerve system tuned up so that I'm firing on all cylinders and that all facets of my life are in my control. So I mentioned earlier I work on TMJ and cranials because the cranial bones house your brain.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. Bottom-of-the-hour break. Over.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back here. We're here on Friday, the last Friday of the year, 2019. How about that? If you haven't read Donald Trump's letter to the Speaker of the House, you really need to read it. This letter will be read and studied for generations into the future. That's how important this letter is, really. We got the full text there, I believe. It's supposed to be anyway. Last time I checked, and we were missing a couple of pages, but we'll get that fixed. It's a very important letter. Also, if you have arthritis pain or joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Quite frankly, you do. Everyone with arthritis pain gets relief. Some get complete relief. Most get complete relief. Some get only partial relief, but some is better than none, isn't it? The energy cleaner will work. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That should give you some peace of mind. So check out the energy cleaner, start out the year, new year right with an energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. I'm shipping a couple out today. And get your new year off to a great start with an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. Using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you have a question or comment regarding health-related matters, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. You want a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert? Well, just call him directly at 314-495-0444. 6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, John. I mentioned that I went last week for a nerve system tune-up, and, you know, I've had this question on a number of occasions. Why would you continue going to a chiropractor when everything seems to be okay? I'm feeling fine. But if you base your health on how you feel, that's a mistake. It's as big a mistake as basing your health in the hands of a medical doctor based on a blood test. That's not enough information to make an informed decision. And so I liken nerve system updates, and some is better than none. It's like the average person would not wait until their engine in their car blew up before they changed the oil. But it's necessary to change the oil. You know, anywhere between 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 miles, you have to change your oil. That's the life of the engine. Okay, that makes sense. Your car is not moving right now. Only the clock is moving. So it requires periodic maintenance. So this is the most sophisticated system ever. That's called the human organism. It requires periodic maintenance. Like every other machine, homes, you name it, it requires periodic maintenance if it's in use. If it's not in use, it requires more maintenance. And so when you don't get the required periodic maintenance, then you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. Yeah, I'm exercising, I'm going to the gym, I'm eating right. But did you hear that he suddenly died of a heart attack? He was so healthy. Now, that sentence doesn't make sense. You cannot die of a heart attack and be healthy. In fact, you were so sick that the brain did not get a chance to carry out the contract that it had with the heart. I will give you any condition, I will donate some body parts and some organs just so you can stay here. But if you check out, we got to check out too. And the brain knows that. Oh, did you hear she suddenly died of a heart attack? She was so energetic and so healthy and died of a heart attack? No, she wasn't healthy. She may have been energetic, but she wasn't healthy. You don't die of a heart attack when you're healthy. It was the number one condition of death in this country. And so everything your body does is an attempt to tell you that you're heading toward a heart attack. That's the destination you don't want to get to. But that's the message your body is bringing to you. Your body is the messenger, and it will never lie to you. Your subconscious can't determine whether your conscious mind is lying to it or not. It can't think, judge, or reason, so it doesn't know what you say is true or not. So be careful what you say. So I'm back to here I am. I'm looking at my life. I'll be 48 in a few months. I'm already there because I count the 9 months in gestation in my mom's belly. And so when I turned 50, that was a daunting age. I said, wow, man, you got less life to live than you lived already, given, you know, average age is 80 to 85 in this country. I got less to live. I don't like that thought. I changed it. I'm only a third of the way through. So if the planet's here, I'll be here until 150, and I'm still working on it. But I feel wonderful at 2048. And so knowing that I set the intention, I had to change my lifestyle. At 50, I weighed 290 pounds. I went to a suit store, 52 off the rack fit, 42 pants off the right fit with no alterations. I put it back. And I just did everything I knew to do in terms of how your body metabolizes what you put in. It's supposed to do that. And so today, I got on the scale, John. I kind of surprised myself, but I'm redistributing now. I'm a slim, trim, 6 feet, 200 pounds. And I haven't been 200 pounds since I was in my fighting weight, my martial arts days. But everything still fits. My wardrobe still fit to have 18-inch neck and a 36 off the rack. And I'm comfortable with that. So I'm redistributing. And as I redistribute, I'm implementing the things that I know will help me achieve my desired health and wellness and longevity goals. And so it's called shoring up the weaker area. In systems management, you're only as efficient as your weakest system. Well, most people have heard this. The chain is only as strong as its weakest link. It's the same principle. You have to shore up the weaker system in order for the system overall to maximize its efficiency. Yes. I mean, that was a little engineering talk, but that's how I look at a system. It's called a system. Any breach in the system is going to affect any aspect of the system. I used to work on in tool design and remanufacturing defective parts for McDonnell Douglas. And I would go through each stage of that assembly process in order to figure out what it was. I was a engineering tech, electrical tech over in St. Charles from McDonnell Douglas, and one day my supervisor pulled me and put me all on the rework projects. Oh, this one didn't work, rework. And after about 3 weeks, I'm going, excuse me, Steve, any reason why I don't get a new project? I don't get to design a new circuit board? He said, Leonard, you're my best troubleshooter. Why would I not have you here? And all of a sudden, my perspective changed. Oh, I'm the best troubleshoot. Give me some more stuff to troubleshoot. Not the easiest thing to do. I mean, you go into an old house as an electrician, your best bet is to rewire the entire house as opposed to try to find some of that old 1900 wiring. It's just going to be very, very arduous. And so I take that same principle to analyze what's going on in the body. What system needs to be shored up? See, again, the weakest system is going to affect the overall system. And so you shore up your weaker areas, and then you soar with the areas that you love doing. Let's say it's exercise, or if it's teaching or sharing knowledge. You know, that human interaction is invaluable in terms of growth. That's why communities are so important. So nerve system updates are necessary for everybody, just like your car needs a tune-up. It doesn't matter what kind of car it is. You don't have the advantage of everything stopping at any time. Once you conceive to the moment you expire, your system is working every second that you're alive. Your heart is designed to last five lifetimes just by design alone. I didn't make this up. Some researcher came up with this. And I said, okay. It beats every second or so from the moment it was there to the moment it doesn't beat. And it's designed to last for 5 lifetimes. And we kill it in less than 1. Something wrong with that picture. And so I mentioned earlier that I do a lot of TMJ work. And I want people who are listening to me to see if you're clenching your teeth. See if your shoulders are holding hands with your ears. If one of those two things are happening, you're about ready to knock the imaginary bear out your face. And so you step back and you breathe. And you say, there is no bear. It is only me. And I control whether there's a bear or not. Now, if there's a real bear, you're not going to sit there and think about this. You're going to get up and run. I will. I won't challenge a bear. You don't stand a chance. I don't. Maybe Davy Crockett did. I don't know. I wasn't there. But no, you run from the bear. And that's what less than positive emotions are. They are imaginary bears that you created. And if the bear is chasing you, you're going to respond by running. Blood pressure goes up, blood sugar goes up. The blood from the organs gets shunted to the muscles, so you can keep running as long as the bear is chasing you. And eventually you get exhausted and you wear out and conditions set in. That's par for the course. That's what happens. That is what happens. And so monitor your teeth clenching. And so I'm sharing, I think we were in Sedona, Arizona, for this teaching session, and I'm sharing with a bunch of advanced practitioners the TMJ. Again, the TMJ causes all kinds of symptoms, neck, headaches, blurred vision, hearing, everything because it's such an important joint. And when I was doing the research, I looked into the anatomy book, and the picture of the hip bone and the picture of the temporal bone on the side of your head was the same. And I go, how is that true? And I thought, oh, I remember way back in embryology, there were a set of circumstances where your bone development, they were called somites. And they migrated from each other to the head and to the pelvis. And believe it or not, your temporal bone and your hip bone were once the same bone. Let me say that again. Way back in your embryonic development, your temporal bone and your hip bone was once the same bone. And I did a TMJ demonstration where the mouth opens just a few inches and then it doubles or triples, and everybody goes, wow. And on break, she was a student at the time. I remember her name like it was yesterday, Carla Gibson. She said, and I wasn't on Facebook at the time. She said, you know, Doc, I just went on Facebook. And according to what you said, all of us were at one time butt heads. And I fell out laughing. I said, Carla, that's true. Because I gave them a handout that showed the exact shape of the temple bone and the hip bone. See, when you clench your teeth, I guarantee you, you're clenching your TMJ and your glutes, too, and you're ready to run and fight. You're going to sympathetic stress mode. Imaginary. And so, Paula, you know, if I were on Facebook, I would write back, yes, we were all a bunch of buttheads, and some of us never grew out of it. And she fell out laughing. It's true. Some of us could not get happy this time of the year if happy landed on them. This is the season to at least pretend like you're happy and share some love and some peace. I love it this time of year because most people do. They pretend to be more loving and more kind and more sharing and more caring. How about we extend that 365 1/4 days next year, and then the next year, and then the next year, and see how you feel, see how long you live, see how humankind changes. You can't change anything out there. You can only change what's inside of you. You can only change you, and nobody makes you do anything. Not even children. You can force them, but you can't make them. Make is like a makeover. You ever seen a makeover? You come out different, totally different. A home makeover, a facial makeover, a makeover is a makeover. It's a different event. And so that's what life is. We're here as human beings being human. We are here for one reason. That's to learn. To learn. Well, what are we learning? We're learning how to be. We're learning how to be. And so far, I haven't figured out anything better. I haven't heard anything better. We're learning how to be the perfect energy beings that we were when we first came here. Wow. Wait, pause. Some of you stop breathing. I can hear it through the phone. You stop breathing. We're learning how to be the perfect energy being that we came here as before we had all the crap dumped on us, all the nonsense, before we had a conscious brain to fill it with stuff that's not true. So life is a journey of learning. Who loves learning? Everyone. You stop learning, go find your spot where you're going to eventually lay after you stop learning. We're here to learn the lessons. And I can tell, if you're listening to this phone call, I can tell that you've learned from every lesson that you've ever had. You've learned from every experience that you've ever had. you learn the lesson. And see, if you don't learn the lesson, you don't go to the sixth grade or the seventh grade or the eighth grade. You get to repeat the fourth grade. I remember there were some guys in the eighth grade when I graduated, and they should have been in third year in high school. They're still in the eighth grade. Some of us get to repeat that lesson over and over again because we haven't learned. We don't assign learning to life. If you live through it, it made you stronger. If it didn't kill you, it made you stronger. It took me hard.
Hold that thought.
Long time.
Hold that thought. We got a break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. This is Jim and Jared Moore here with Public Broadcasting on Friday, the 27th of December, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, he'd be glad to talk to you. Just give him a call at 314-495-6480. Doctor, we're down to the last 3.5 minutes, sir.
My, how time is fun when it's flying by. I always think, wow, how are we going to get through this hour? What are we going to talk about? But it always works out.
It does.
I'd like to encourage everyone to go to the website and look up this type in Bruce Lipton, like Lipton tea, L-I-P-T-O-N, Bruce Lipton, and he has an amazing website, and just navigate through there and look under the biology of beliefs. And then he's written a number of things. He used to be a molecular biologist at the University of Minnesota, and what he was seeing in the laboratory just didn't match his scientific expectations, and so he decided to deviate and just expanded beyond what I knew before I met him. Every cell in your body is a transmitter and a receiver, like a little mini computer. When you're not aware of this, just like you're not aware of how many red blood cells you got right now. You didn't know that a bunch of them expired because they were at their 120-day recycle period, and then you have to go to the recycle bin, and you don't know any of that. But there are cells that take care of that. And so under biology of beliefs, he shares, the fact that beliefs drive behavior, and that's true. Beliefs drive behavior. The question is, what do you believe? And sometimes modern science has shared with us some things that not necessarily true. And so there's a movie called Osmosis Jones. It's half movie and half cartoon. The movie character is Bill Murray. He's a curator at the zoo. His daughter comes to take care of him, and he's standing at the monkey cage, and the monkey knocks the boiled egg out of his hand. It lands in the straw. He picks it up. The monkey grabs it. He grabs it back from the monkey, and he eats it. And on this boiled egg is the most dastardly virus on the planet, and his goal is to take down a human in 24 hours. He has to get to the subconscious, through the subconscious, to the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus is the internal organizer. Your thalamus is the external evaluator. Your hypothalamus determines if it's an emergency or not. And so he's traveling through the system, and he gets to this room called the subconscious mind. And this is a clip on his website. I'm going to look for it today so I can tell you exactly which way to go. But I know where it, I know it's there because he is just brilliant. There's a room, the subconscious mind. He opens up the room, and in this room is giant-sized Dolby surround sound picture screens of Bill Murray's every experience. He's going, oh my goodness, oh. He gets to the other room, closes the door, leans against the wall, all out of breath. He said, my goodness, this cat was sick before I got here. That's what makes us sick, is that we relive memories that didn't make us feel good just the way it happened, and we think to live longer. The next memory you relive and it didn't feel good to you, you have the ability to imagine that it
we're out of time.
That way.
We're out of time. Thank you, sir.
Reimagine. Awesome.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Michael Supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. And now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give it to guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.